The regular meeting of the City of Aiken Planning Commission for March 11th, 2014. On the issues that will be before us this evening, for those of you who may not have been here in the past to address us, I'll very simply go over the process. When an item of new business comes up, I'll ask if anyone wants to speak on behalf of it, and you will come down to the front and please state your name and address for the record, and then I'll ask if anyone is opposed, and we'll entertain the comments. When you do address the commission, remember that you are addressing the entire commission. You're not speaking to the audience, and I will ask that everyone please either mute or turn off your cell phones, please. All right, our first order of business is the approval of the minutes of the February 11th work session and the regular session. Are there any changes, additions, or corrections to those minutes?
Madam Chairman, I propose that we accept the minutes as read.
All right, second. All in favor?
I abstain.
If I abstain, I could not be there.
So. That's okay. All right, that's legitimate. I'm right here. All right, well, moving on to our first order of business, we have an application for annexation. The applicant slash owner D&M Enterprises of Aiken, is there someone who would like to speak on behalf of this application?
I'm Don Sprawls, 707 Laurel Drive. It's been a long time since I've been at this microphone.
Yes.
It's a very simple part, and I purchased this property 4 or 5 years ago with the intention of making it probably limited professional, you know, doctor's office. I had several doctors that have been talking to us about it. We decided over the time that the neighborhood wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't want another doctor's office on that side of the street, so we proposed to just go residential and probably subdivide it into four lots and make nice patio homes. Don't know what size, according to what Mr. Evans will let us do, but 1,600 square foot patio homes. As a matter of fact, Mr. Evans walks around that neighborhood and has advised us, you know, and we would have the hose to put the entrances to the lots on Lindsay. There wouldn't be any traffic coming out on Hudson, which also would also allow us to keep hopefully most of the trees that are on Hudson, which one of Ed's concerns. So the way it worked out, we hopefully wouldn't have to cut any trees down, so maybe a pine tree or two. Other than that, it's kind of simple request.
Yeah, straightforward. All right.
Any questions from the
questions board? For Mr. Spalls?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Or is there anyone who would like to speak against this application?
I don't know that I have any right to say anything, but I will. I'm Clement Rogers. I live within a block of this property. I heard that it was going to be several things, and I didn't want it to be commercial. I found out tonight that it is a house that somebody wants to build.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like it a lot better if it was not going to go into the city. And I know quite a few people in our neighborhood that doesn't want it to be in the city. So that's my feelings. My wife and my neighbor across the streets. So that's all I've got to say. But I don't want it there. Not unless it's going to be a county house.
Okay. So, right, Mr. Marsh, if you'll wait just one moment. Are there questions from the commission?
Do you object to the coming in the city or the fact that it's going to be more than one unit there? More than one unit?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm assuming Mr. Sprouls was talking about. Am I correct? It's going to be a series. It's going to be, I don't know, two or three, maybe four. I don't know how many you're going to put there, but whatever you can. Two or three or four unit patio homes.
Okay. I would much rather it be one or two homes and not three or four, five homes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The smaller homes down the street. You know, I've lived here all my life. And I remember the times when those smaller houses were fine because you couldn't get a house in Macon. But the smaller houses down there at this particular time, it has got some people that are living there now that don't believe in what is called the law. And we don't want it to spread. If there's somebody going to get in a house that something like mine on the street where I live on the next block, I've got no problem with that. But I don't want it to be a look-alike for just a few years and then all of a sudden it goes down. And there's an apartment house that was built up about 10, maybe 15 years ago. I thought it was a fabulous thing at that particular time. You go look at that thing now, and it looks terrible. And I don't want the rest of my living days to have to live in a bad neighborhood. We've been there since 1975.
Don't you think the law enforcement aspect of it would be enhanced by coming in the city?
For one house? No. Not two houses or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Rogers, as it relates to this zoning, are you concerned about...
Would you mind speaking up a little higher?
Yes, as it relates to this zoning, Mr. Rogers, are you concerned about whether it affects your property with them coming in terms of whether you would be required to be in the city as well? I'm not sure that...
Well, I know what happens when a individual, that's all he can buy, and then next thing you know, he has to get out of it because he wants a bigger house. And it begins to drop down to lower class of people. Doesn't matter whether it's race has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so you're concerned.
We've got a lot of people that are dealing back there that are on drugs.
Okay.
And we don't need more than that.
Mr. Rogers, how do you think it would be any different if it remained in the county versus in the city? I mean, the same gentleman.
I don't know people thinking that the city is the win all. Because, really, as far as I'm concerned, for my house, the only thing that I would be benefiting would be, picking up trash. Not very minor like that. Yet you've got to pay a lot more tax.
Well, you're not going to be forced. You don't think you're going to be forced to go in the city, do you?
No, but I know that's generally, well, if Sam can do it, maybe I can do it.
But you're not going to be forced to do it. It's going to be your option regardless of what happens here. It's still going to be up to you whether you want to do it.
I can sell my house and go move someplace else, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm 70 years old.
I understand that.
Of course.
But you're not going to be forced into the city.
It's not for me to want another house at 70.
I concur with that.
I think what Mr. Hunter said, your concern is not that you would be, if this particular property went into the city, that you would be forced into the city as well.
That's what I was trying to say.
I do think that sooner or later it's probably going to all wind up in the city. I didn't want it whenever it started down Greg Avenue.
Well, Mr. Rogers, that's an individual property owner's decision if they are congruent to the city. That is not, you know, the fact that one property owner is requesting annexation does not mean that you would block away, you know, would have that option or even would entertain it. And I do need to ask you one other thing.
Let me ask you a question. I had a situation 2-3 weeks ago. My neighbor had to get up early, and he went in his living room. He couldn't sleep, okay? And he can look out his front window and see some things going up and down the highway. Well, there was a person in my street that went to my mailbox, looked in to see if there was anything in there, then left from my mailbox to my truck, tried to get in that, and then went over to my car. My neighbor got out there and ran him away. Now, quite a few things like that has gone on Brandon Road here in the last several weeks.
And you're,
you know,
in the
it's
county.
Got to be people in the lower size houses, not but just blocks away.
Okay. Well, the other thing I need to ask you is, you stated your name for the record, but would you mind stating your address?
215 Brandon Road.
Thank you. All right, any other questions for Mr. Rogers? All right, thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Yes, sir.
I kind of feel like Mr. Rogers has a bigger issue with the Sheriff's Department than he does with his zoning request. I mean, if I was in his position, I would certainly like to see a city police car ride through that neighborhood as the, I don't see an issue. And certainly there's no intention for these houses to be rented or Section 8 or whatever he's referring to. I mean, so... I can understand what he feels in the neighborhood, but we've had some issues in some other neighborhoods, and they welcome the city police coming just to see a police car drive through there. And I can't see any issue that he brought up other than he's got a problem with the Sheriff's Department. So, thanks.
Thank you. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak? All right, then it's back to the commission. May I entertain a motion?
Madam Chairman, I recommend that we recommend to City Council application number 14-20004, the annexation request for tax parcel 871603006, because the property being contiguous to the city of Aiken and the application is consistent with the comprehensive land use for the city of Aiken.
I second it.
All right. All in favor?
Can I jump in before you? Yeah. Just to make sure there's no confusion, there's an error in the memo under proposed zoning. It says RS-15. Mm-hmm. Should be RS-6. It says RS-6 further down.
Right. But,
okay.
And RS-6 would allow four lots.
Yes.
So you could end up with four single-family dwellings.
Okay. All right. Thank you. With that correction,
if it amended, yes, I still recommend.
Yes, and will you still
second?
Second
it.
All right, and then so I'll ask for the vote. All in favor? All right. Thank you very much. And this will be 24th. All right. This will be before City Council on March 24th. If anyone would like to continue speaking at that point. All right, our next item is item D, the proposed zoning ordinance amendments regarding electronic reader boards. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in? Well, in favor of this. Come on down.
Ronald Wade, 441 York Street, Aiken. I'm in favor of the changing of the sign ordinance to where the reader boards can be changed on a 10-second basis. And that recommendation to go through with City Council. In favor of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this motion, to this amendment? I think it's back to commission for a motion.
I make a motion that we pass this ordinance as without any reservations or changes as presented. I'm not sure how to identify it, but
the amendments.
Just the amendments, yeah. Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Madam Chairman.
Oh, excuse me. We have another issue here.
In my memo to you on this, I included or mentioned the two issues that we talked about in the work session having to do with
special exception.
Yeah, do you want to include those, the proposed wording as I have it on page 2 of my memo or not?
Yes, that's what I was doing.
And I think that's what
that
he
was
said.
That was what my comment was.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't follow you.
Yeah, he did
I'm
say.
Sorry.
I thought we missed something else. All right, so then the motion stands, and we have a second, so I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All right. And that will be on March 24th. That will go to City Council. All right. There being no further business, this meeting of Planning Commission is adjourned.
Thank you.
It wasn't quite a record.
No.